Hello, this is John Ivy from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the Boys Life magazine. And we will, this is the July issue, and we will begin with letters from Dear Pedro. And we have our first letter. He says, Dear Pedro, I was sitting in front of the TV watching the Olympics when my mom came in and handed me my Boy's Life. As I flipped through it, I found a page of Bio's competitors. I watched Lowell Bailey place ninth in the biathlon, then looked down and learned really cool facts about him and the other athletes. Great reporting on the 2010 Winter Olympics. From Patrick in El Grove, Illinois. Thanks, Patrick. The boss was pretty pleased with that spread on the Olympics. Or I think he was. Pleased? Sometimes it's hard to tell. Then, Dear Pedro, I read every issue of Boy's Life before my brothers get to it. We use some of the ideas in my Girl Scout troop. I use a lot of the hobbies and project ideas, too. And that's from Samantha and Samantha Orchard in Algonac, Michigan. Pedro, who says girls aren't clever? Way to go, Samantha. Dear Wild and Wacky Pedro, your magazine is awesome. What does the boss look like? Does he look like you? Daniel Langley in North Bend, Oregon. Hee-haw, Daniel. That's the funniest thing I ever heard all day. Dear Pedro, I found the article, Times Have Changed, February, very interesting. I was surprised at how different life was 100 years ago, when technology wasn't as advanced as it is today. I bet that some of my friends would be unhappy about Facebook, Twitter, or email. Me? Watching movies all day for only a nickel? Sounds just fine. That's from Lennis Chow in Santa Clara, California. Doing nothing all day for free sounds good to me, Lennis. But then, I'm a, what does the boss say? Oh, yeah, a bag of bones hay burner. I take it as a compliment. Dear Pedro, I've been a Boy Scout for many years now and haven't read too many of your magazines. What I can see from the few I have read with me now, I've been missing out. I would recommend it to all boys, whether they're scouts or not. Maybe they'd be inspired to join after reading your magazine. From Matthew Massaro in Fishers, Indiana. It's never too late to start reading Boy's Life, Matthew. We're glad you're finally on board. Dear Pedro, I enjoyed the December Boy's Life headlines about Ryan breath-hopped, the Weeblow Scout who placed third in the National Snowboarding Championships. I'm a snowboarder, and this inspired me. If he can get that good when he's that young with persistence and discipline, I can get there, too. It's pretty cool that he can do that, and he's only in the fourth grade. From Andrew Morris in Solana Beach, California. It's amazing what you can do with persistence and discipline, Andrew. I only apply that to eating and sleeping. I guess that's why I'm toting this heavy mailbag up and down the halls. Dear totally awesome purple sweater-wearing overworked male burro, your mailbag is one of my favorite parts of Boy's Life. I also want to know why the boss holds a grudge, besides the fact that you always skip out on the job and head over to the cantina. No offense. Connor Underwood from Warner Robins, Georgia. Gee, Connor, that just about sums it up. He's not crazy about the nap breaks either. Man, my stomach's starting to grumble. Hola, Pedro. I like your awesome comics. They totally rock the house, and your jokes are awesome, in a weird but good way. Dude, you should drink more burro shakes. Jason Chen from Los Altos, California. What an excellent suggestion, Jason. After all those compliments, the only ones I'll get today, by the way, I've worked up an appetite. Cantina, here, come. See you next month. And now let's go to news and notes, and that's on page 6. First one is Capital Exploring. Stopping by D.C. on your way to the Jamboree? Check out these Washington museums. The International Spy Museum. See spy cams, listening devices, and other real espionage equipment. Scouts who book in advance get discount rates. Earn a special Scout's patch. Scout patch July 15th to August 15th. boyslife.org/links/spy museum. Spark Lab at the Lemelson Center. See exhibits on inventors and inventing and get hands-on at the Activity Center, located at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. The Underground Railroad Experience Trail. Learn about the secret network that helped lead slaves to freedom. Take a short trip outside D.C. to Montgomery Country, Maryland, where you can make reservation for a guided tour, download a self-tour map, or join a special night hike. The Phillips Collection. At this art museum, the migration series by Jacob Lawrence details the exodus of African Americans from the rural South to the urban North. Start your self-guided tour at the admissions desk. And nature. Going on to page 7. Thinking outside the bottle. A massive swirling soup of trash called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch stretches from California to Japan. Plastic bottles and wrappers dot the ocean, tangling in seaweed and harming animals. Explorer David de Rothschild sailed through it in a boat constructed from 12,500 plastic soda bottles. Called Plastiki, after the legendary boat Kon-Tiki, de Rothschild's craft is no simple raft. Dry ice fills the soda bottles, making them rock solid. Glue created from cashews helps cement the 60-foot catamaran together. Plastiki uses solar panels as well as GPS powered by the crew pedaling bikes. A report on plastic pollution sparked de Rothschild's dream of Plastiki. Of the 22 billion plastic bottles trashed yearly, only 20% are recycled. In spring 2010, Plastiki embarked on a 11,000 nautical mile journey from San Francisco to Sydney, Australia. The purpose? To show damage done to the oceans and inspire creative pollution solutions. Now let's find out some information about pets. Prepare your pets. Make sure your pets are ready for a natural disaster. Write a specific plan for your pet's needs based on different types of emergencies. Plan for an unexpected event such as an earthquake or tornado, an emergency evacuation, hurricanes, floods, wildfires, and home confinement, blizzards. Keep a waterproof container that can store enough pet supplies for at least 1 week. Include food, medicine, water, and a first aid kit. A travel cage is a must. Research where your pets would go during an evacuation. Find pet-friendly hotels. Most human shelters do not allow pets. Leave instructions for daily care, diet, and special needs if you must place your pet in a shelter. Also include emergency contact information. A current photo and identification collar will help you reunite if separated. Plan ahead for special needs. If your pets have medication that needs refrigeration, keep a supply of ice in a small ice chest nearby. If your pets eat live insects, make arrangements to provide them during an emergency. Reader's page. Blonde Luck. My family and I recently visited Thailand. While touring the area, I found myself standing next to two older ladies. They started giggling and rubbing my arm. I turned bright red. I tried to laugh along with them, but I also wondered what was wrong with my arm. Later, our guide told us that it is good luck in their culture to rub a blonde, fair-skinned person. That's from Gus Osimitz in Charlottesville, Virginia. That stinks. My family went with friends on a weekend camping trip. One night, while sitting by the fire, we noticed a skunk. We huddled close to the fire ring and tried to stay quiet to avoid scaring the skunk. He didn't seem to notice us, but it came in right into our campsite and ate crumbs it found lying on the ground. We didn't expect a visitor, but the skunk made it a memorable trip. And that's from Vincent Landis in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. a capital excursion. Last summer, my troop went to Washington, D.C. We stayed at the Bull Run Regional Park campground near the Manassas Battlefield. It was amazing. We also went to an awesome water park every day. We visited the Dulles Air and Space Museum and looked at cool stuff like the SR-71 Blackbird and the space exhibit. In D.C., we toured the monuments and went to the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum. We went to see a Washington Nationals game, and they even beat the Red Sox. And that's from Zach White in Wytheville, Virginia. Scouting around. Scouts to the rescue. The scouts of Troop 570, Kirkland, Washington, were just settling in for a weekend camp out on Blake Island last summer when three hikers came out of the woods desperate for assistance. It turns out that one of their friends, a 60-year-old woman, was missing, and they were unable to find a park ranger to help. What's a scout to do? Within seconds, the boys went from serious goofing off to serious search and rescue. They split into four search parties and scoured the area for the missing person. The boys eventually found the woman on the other side of the island. She had gotten lost, but thanks to the scouts, she made it back home with no injuries. Marching to the beat of 100 years. To celebrate the Boy Scouts of America's 100th year anniversary, more than 6,000 scouts and adults marched through Sacramento, California, to the California State Capitol last fall. Along the way, they got a special greeting from Sacramento Mayor and former National Basketball Association star Kevin Johnson and participated in games and exhibits honoring the Boy Scouts of America 100th birthday. Continuing with scouting around, looking for a service project? Try cleaning up a river. A scout is helpful, and many of our country's waterways need your help. Anyone who's ever hiked along a river has seen the trash that ends up there. That junk is more than just an eyesore. It's a real threat to the plants and animals that call the river home. The National River Cleanup is a program organized by a conservation group called American Rivers. The program gives scouts and anyone else the opportunity to serve the community by helping remove the trash littering our rivers. Want to join a cleanup effort in your area? National River Cleanup can point you to projects already in progress. Want to organize your own cleanup effort and invite members of your community to join you? National River Cleanup can help you get started. Scouting News. The minimum age requirement for participation in the Boy Scouts of America Venturing Program has been changed from 14 to 13, provided you have completed the 8th grade. The Sea Scouts of Ship 41, Bay Village, Ohio, won the Interlux Waterfront Challenge for designing and testing a series of devices that can be used to clean debris from waterways. The goal was to create the most efficient, sturdy, and inexpensive scoop that could be handled by one person wishing to remove trash from either from water, either from a boat, or from land. Their prize? $30,000. Good job, guys. Now let's go to collecting. Find special code cards stuffed into packs of the 2010 Topps Baseball Series Set 1. The code cards unlock original vintage Topps baseball cards from 1952 to present. Once the card is unlocked, you can either trade it online or with others who or send away for the real thing. One card is inserted in every 6 packs. I collect things Titanic, models, pens, caps, T-shirts, movies, and pictures. My favorite item is an authentic piece of coal from the actual ship. And that's from Brandon Laporte in Methuen, Massachusetts. I collect model airplanes because I want to be a fighter pilot for the United States Air Force. And that's from Tristan Harris from Roswell, Georgia. I collect movie memorabilia, especially action figures. That's from Tyler Shaw in Portland, Tennessee. I am a junior firefighter, so I collect T-shirts from different fire companies. That's from Michael McCord in Lititz, Pennsylvania. I collect playing cards from places our troop visits. I have decks from the Alamo, the USS Lexington, the USS Texas, and many more. It's like a record of campouts I've been on. And that's from Jason Hee in Plano, Texas. I collect my baby teeth after I lose them. I have 18 so far. And that's from Eiler Schiotz in Grapevine, Texas. I collect broken iPods. That's from Eric Balthazar in Lafayette, Georgia. I collect tire tube caps. I have 24, including one that glows in the dark. And that's from Rory Newhouse in Lewiston, Idaho. I collect chess sets. And that's from Bowie Avery in St. Louis, Missouri. I collect spare keys. My grandpa used to be a locksmith, so he always gives me keys when I go to his house. And that's from Oliver Checkitz in Vernal, Utah. I collect all kinds of stickers. That's from Logan Fry in Dayton, Ohio. I collect gift store gifts from all over the country. My favorite is from Michigan's Taquamenon Falls. And that's from Ian McGuire in Waterford, Michigan. I collect ice cream sundae baseball helmets. I have 15 so far, which is half the Major League Baseball teams. And that's from Daniel Agostini in Emmitsburg, Pennsylvania. I collect maps of all sorts. I hang them all around my room for a more encompassing perspective. And that's from Anol Kirana from Westchester, Pennsylvania. I collect models of famous buildings I visit. I have the Eiffel Tower, Leaning Tower of Pisa, Space Needle, and more. And that's from Matthew Gullick in Katy, Texas. I have dictionaries. I love dictionaries. I collect Spanish, French, and German and English dictionaries. And that's from Victor Liu in San Jose, California. I collect remote control airplanes and helicopters. There's nothing more rewarding than seeing your plane zoom overhead. And that's from Nick Chapman in Windsor, Connecticut. I collect lapel pins. My favorite is a Mickey Mouse ear pin from Euro Disney. That's from Nick Burchett in Rancho Cordova, California. I collect Christmas ornaments from different places I visit. My favorite is from the Kennedy Space Center, where we saw the shuttle launch last year. And that's from Eric Curley in Ellicott City, Maryland. I collect mood rings. I have more than 30. And that's from Rudy Steed in Jasper, Texas. I collect painted Ukrainian eggs. I get one each year at the Renaissance Fair. And that's from Jesse Shipman in Durham, North Carolina. I collect Transformer action figures. I have 31, including Optimus Prime, Bumblebee Barricade, and Starscream. And that's from Austin Ruth in Gallatin, Tennessee. I collect Ichiro baseball cards. I like him because he played for Seattle, which is where I was born. And that's from Ari Kempler in Delegac, West Lynn, Oregon. I collect mugs. My favorite is a dragon mug from my grandma gave me. And that's from Garrett Valley in Glen Carbon, Illinois. I collect WWE wrestling figures. I have about 150. And that's from Jonathan Martinez in Flanders, New Jersey. I collect Brian Urlacher and other Chicago Bears figurines. That's from Tyler Wright in Kirkville, New York. I collect Matchbox cars. That's to Levi Stoltzfus in Gap, Pennsylvania. I collect milk bottle caps. I have about 300. And that's from Dylan Manchester in Wheatagog, Connecticut. I collect autographs from world leaders, politicians, and television personalities. And that's from Charles Parks in New Albany, Indiana. I collect piggy banks. And that's from Connor O'Regan in Londonderry, New Hampshire. I collect patches from United States ski resorts. Skiing is fun. Think snow. And that's from Henry Anderson in Dorchester, Massachusetts. And finally, I collect construction helmets. I get them from my dad, who is a construction worker, and I hang them on my wall. And that's from Peter Williams in Campbell Hall, New York. Well, let's ask the gear guy. Before you buy, ask the guy. Boys Life's own Gear Guy is here to answer your questions about gear and gadgets. Find the Gear Guy at boyslife.org. Ask the Gear Guy, how do I clean out my Camelback hydration system? And that's from Manny Walter, Mackie Water, Matt in Savannah. Good for you for actually cleaning your hydration pack. If you don't clean those things, nasties can grow inside the water bladder and drinking tube and make you sick. For full detailed instructions on how best to clean your Camelback or other water pack, we found some great information at the company. At the company's website, and that's boyslife.org/links/Camelback. Here's the short version. Fill up your Camelback with warm soapy water. If it's particularly nasty, add some lemon or a couple of tablespoons of baking soda to the water. My tip, but not Camelback's. You need some sort of a brush. Camelback sells one for $10 to get down to the tube and inside the reservoir to scrub it up. Rinse and then hang it to dry. Stuff we like. Yuko Flip Lantern. The Yuko Flip Lantern is about the size of a can of soda and is made with a sturdy aluminum housing. Stand it up on the floor of your tent, traditional lantern style, or rotate the dial in the upper right, and the flip focuses its light for use as a flashlight or an overhead light. It even comes with a tiny carabiner for hanging it. The flip uses four AA batteries and it has two brightness settings and an emergency flash mode, all of which are blindly bright, almost too bright. You get about 45 hours of light, battery life on the low setting. At 10.5 ounces with batteries, the flip might not be the best choice for weight-conscious backpackers, but it's a sturdy, handy, and versatile LED lantern. Question for Gear Guy. When I was packing for summer camp, I had a hard time choosing the pocket knife to take. Almost all my knives have wooden handles, and if they get wet, they rot, and the blades rust. And the knife I took did rust. Can you tell me of a good rust-proof knife? And the Gear Guy answers, and that, by the way, that's from Rusty Rich in Cold Spring, Texas. And the Gear Guy answers, I used to think there was no such thing as a rust-proof knife until I found the Spydeco Salt 1. This thing is amazing. I live by the ocean and spend lots of time in and around the water, and my knife always comes along. I've also taken it on countless paddling trips on whitewater rivers, and is still completely rust-free. The knife is made with a Japanese steel called H1, which includes carbon instead of nitrogen, so it won't react with chlorine and won't rust. The handle is made of a durable and lightweight fiberglass reinforced nylon, so it won't rot as is easy to hold onto when wet. Also, check out the smaller Spydeco Ladybug, which is made with all of the same materials. Boys Life Headliners, page 14. His name is Bryce Love. He was born July 8, 1997. His hometown, Raleigh, North Carolina. He made headlines by setting national records in three running events, the first time a boy in his age group has broken three records in 1 year. Bryce was selected as the 2009 USA Track and Field Youth Athlete of the Year after setting records in the 100, 200, and 400 meters. The scoop. Bryce ran the 100 meters in 11.64 seconds in a meet last July for a national record and also sets records for the 200 and 400 meters. The next week at the USATF National Junior Olympic Track and Field Championships, he broke his own marks in the 200 and 400, running the 200 in 23.37 seconds and the 400 in 50.75 seconds, winning both races and also winning the 100-meter title, staying on track. Running with the Carolina Elite Track Club, Bryce trained for summer track season year-round. Although he competes in short distances, he runs at least a mile at each practice, training for 4 days a week during the summer. Other interests. Playing football, he's a running back. Reading video games, playing sports with friends. He is on the 2010 Pop Warner All-American Scholars second team. And here he has pictures of Bryce running in track and carrying the ball as a halfback in football. The future, he plans to continue to run in middle school and high school and is looking forward to college. I want to be a scientist in genetics. His advice? I say to always put God first and work hard for what you believe, and you will achieve. He's on the web, boyslife.org/links/Bryce Love and boyslife.org/links/USAF. Our next boy in headliners. This is John Duhart. He was born December 20th, 1994. His hometown is Middle River, Maryland, and his height is 5 feet 5 inches tall, and his weight is 140 pounds. He made headlines by winning the 2009 Junior Bassmaster World Championship in the 11 to 14 age division. The scoop. John goes fishing with his dad almost every day. He clinched the Junior Bassman World Championship title by catching 4 bass that weighed a total of 5 pounds. John also placed 5th in the 2009 Casting Kids National Competition. He was the only competitor to qualify for both championships. Advice: never give up. Keep practicing. Each time you get a fish in, you learn something new. His other interests include basketball, reading, and watching movies about fishing. In the future for John, I would like to become a pro bass fisherman. I'd like to be in tournaments, maybe have my own TV show. And, of course, it has a picture here of John with a couple of fish he's caught, and then, of course, his ribbons he received for the award. Now we go to Mark Landry and Daniel Bates. The spirit of the community. Eagle Scouts go above and beyond. Mark was born February 13, 1992, and Daniel was born June 23, 1993. And their hometown for Mark is Laurelville, Louisiana, and Daniel in Chickasha, Oklahoma. Scout rank. Mark is an Eagle Scout, Troop 14, Laurelville, and Daniel an Eagle Scout, Troop 4319 in Chickasha. They made headlines by being named state winners in the 2009 Prudential Spirit of the Community Awards, the nation's largest youth recognition program based solely on volunteer community service. The scoop. Mark was recognized for his Eagle Scout project, for which he replaced dilapidated street signs in his hometown. Daniel organized an annual charity bicycle ride that has raised nearly $12,000 to benefit the Children's Miracle Network, which raises funds for children's hospitals. The ideas. Daniel started the bike ride after the Children's Miracle Network brought in a doctor from out of the state to operate on his leg, which he broke in a dirt bike accident when he was 12. Mark was a new driver when he noticed that the poor condition of street signs, many of which had been replaced in 40 days, could lead to accidents. The future. Both guys plan to attend college, Mark to study mechanical engineering and Daniel to study for the ministry. Advice? Don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't think you have to do it on your own, says Mark, who had help from his troop to replace 68 signs on 45 poles. Know somebody who's making headlines? Tell us about them. boyslife.org/headliners. Well, that's about, we're run out of time for today's reading of Boy's Life. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for print.